A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness, and this is the Holderness Family Podcast. Let's try it again.
What do you mean?
No, because we just tried to start a few minutes ago.
Yeah. And, we tried to record this, and we got a call, and Ben was like, oh, it's probably the place where his parents stay.
We can play this. I think we should play this just so people understand that we live lives just like you. I guarantee
we're
this is
just like you.
No, I guarantee you this has happened to one of you today. Like, you were about to sit down and do something and you got a phone call. And so for me, yes, Kim pointed out, when I get a phone call with the number potential spam, for some reason, that is almost always a call from the Cypress, which is where my mother stays and resides, and my father. And so, as you guys know, they're in skilled nursing, and it just, like, I have to answer it. It scares me. Like, what if it's, like, the big call? Turned out, like, I answered the phone. Here, let's play it.
There's a spam call. Oh, that sometimes is the Cypress. Give me a second.
Oh.
Hello, this is Penn.
Oh, we were supposed to bring Sunny by.
Oh, my wife just said, oh, we're supposed to bring Sunny by, and she rubbed her head. Is that what this call is about?
So Kim knew instantly what it was, but oh my gosh, this happens to us more often now than it used to, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm not good at keeping schedules. Sorry.
Yes, you are. You're great. You have 1,000 things that you do every day.
And I don't want to complain, because if you're listening to this, thank you, by the way,
yes,
but
thank
you're
you
going
for
through
downloading.
This too, but we are firmly in Maycember. Which is it's Maycember, which is just as busy as December, but it's all the end of the school year activities and all of that. And I forgot that my dog, she may have a bladder infection, so we're getting, she's just do a urine sample. And they're like, you could do it at your house, but I'm like, I don't know how to catch a dog's urine. This is riveting stuff.
Listen, we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's never really actually come to fruition, but we've got to find something that translates dogs' feelings. And turns them into, they did it in The Simpsons one time, which was great, but that was a cartoon. There needs to be something that tells me what a dog is thinking.
Okay,
that would be the greatest invention of all time.
Anywho, so we're happy to be here. And thanks you. Wow.
Thanks,
words.
You works.
Thanks you for joining us. And, you know, we're always curious where people are or what they're doing while they're listening to our show. And we have a review from Lisa JCS, who answered that question for us. She said, just listened to your podcast on Joy, and I was walking my golden retriever first thing in the morning, was literally smiling the entire time. Thanks for bringing the joy.
Aww, we were just talking about our golden retriever and her little bladder infection.
Well, she may not have a bladder infection. We don't know. But Sunny is just sunshine and joy. And although she got up in the bed last night.
Yeah, what was that all about? And she backed it right up into my back.
Yeah.
Like I did not, if it was like sleeping with a toddler or a 6-year-old.
I don't love a dog in the bed, and that is why. Anyway, thanks for listening to us. And if you could subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, we'd be forever grateful.
We're going
to
get a comment like, hey, you know, if you let them on the bed, they're going to stay on the bed. You got to establish yourself as the dominant alpha.
We've established that we are not.
No, we're betas.
No, our dog is the boss of us. No,
she's pretty chill.
She's the sweetest dog. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We do love this part. And it is time. You know, we have these segments now because we're fancy podcast for the question of the day.
Do you have any questions for us? Here is where we answer them. We will try our best to get to as many questions as we can.
I miss my calling as a hairband singer. Whoops.
It's not too late. You know it's not too late, babe.
It's too late.
You have good hair.
That's too late for that, too.
I think you would have been
thinning out a bit.
So you have such good hair. I am curious what your hair like grown out. You would have had to like get a perm or something.
You mean
you would look like your mom, who has amazing hair.
But it's full and thick.
Yes. You'd have to like get a consistent blowout or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You really only have to look back a couple of years on our videos to when I was still going for it in that front. Like it got pretty long.
Yeah.
And it just goes straight out. Right. Like it would look like a tiger mane instead of like they have kind of long.
Yeah.
Flowing hair. Mine would be more like a crazy clown in the circus.
Yeah. You'd have to have like active styling. Anywho, this question came from Erin Kay, and this is a good one. What are some big life goals you want to accomplish?
And this one gave you pause.
It did.
Not like actual animal pause, but P-A-U-S-E. It'd be funny if that question just turned you into a dog. Oh, I got a snort. Are you imagining yourself turning into a dog right now?
It's like all of a sudden I read something and boom, I'm a dog.
I'm a dog. It gave you pause.
It gave me pause because, you know, I like to fancy myself the big dreamer of this duo. I'm the, like, what's your 5-year plan person. Can I say that the past 2 years of being, I think, so on edge with the pandemic and elections and wars and all of these really awful things that we've all gone through and just being so on edge, I think it has fundamentally just wiped any ambition out of my soul. And not that I'm not an ambitious person. Like, it's not burnout. It's not that, because I still get really excited about creating things and, you know, there's some stuff. By the way, our game, Family Showdown, remember that game? We're making it again, guys. Like, I get so pumped. There's some things I'm so excited about.
Whether you like it or not, it's happening.
Oh, it's happening. So it's not that. I just don't, like, I saw this question and I almost skipped it because I was like, I don't have any goals. I think what it is like, I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not giving up, but I'm just so tired of having goals that will never be realized. I feel like PTSD because of something that's so beyond my control. Right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I do think you have goals. I just don't know if you're able to verbalize them right now. Right?
Maybe that's it.
I do have, it's so weird because I think our roles have reversed here, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny how in relationships your roles sometimes just flip?
And you start looking like each other.
you grow pause. No, I really do think that it does happen sometimes. And a lot of times it's when there's a deficit on one side, right? We talked about this in our book about secret contracts and how you kind of, when someone has a deficit in some place, the other one, just without talking about it, fills in that deficit, even if it's not your nature to do so. Like if you just stopped cleaning up entirely and just gave up, like maybe you got some sort of weird thing in your brain where all of a sudden you didn't need to do that, I think I would start cleaning up. I just would. Like, you have to have someone who fills it in. And so oddly enough, I have all these like long, big time goals.
All of a sudden.
Seriously, like, because I used to be like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just be happy with exactly what we have right now? But I do have these big time goals. I'm not going to share them with anyone right now because I'm terrified of saying them out loud.
Right.
But I've got them, which is why I was also wondering if maybe you just have them and you're afraid to say them.
No, I mean, we even, again, mentioned our book. Like, it was always a dream of mine to be a part of creating a musical that would go on a stage. And it was a dream of, well, it's a dream of mine to write a book, and we did it. But it was a dream of mine to grow what we're creating to a point that, you know, we could hire a lot of people and we can have this, you know, it'd be just like a place of joy on the internet. And I still want to do all that stuff.
You're kind of already doing that.
Yeah, but I want to do that stuff, but I'm like, okay, if it doesn't happen, I don't know what has happened to me.
Can I make another theory?
Yeah.
So we learn in this house, we spend a lot of time with our children and we learn from them sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think Lola taught us a pretty valuable lesson in the last year. Without going into too much detail, she has found on her own, she has found joy in not taking things so seriously, mm-hmm. and in making her goals realistic. Not, that's the wrong term. She's found joy in not becoming a slave to her goals. Does that make sense? And over the last 3 months is like the happiest I've ever seen her. And she's still performing at an extremely high level at everything that she does. She just adjusted her mentality so that she didn't make such unbelievably lofty goals for herself that it was going to like cripple her pressure wise. And I'm seeing a little bit of that in you. And I mean, this is a compliment.
No, and I have to say, you know, my kind of question or my response to when I read what are some big life goals? I am quite honestly more interested in like the little life goals. Mm-hmm. I've said here before, to the point where somebody's so sweet, and it took me a year to get it because we didn't check our P.O. box. But I was, you know, I'd written at some point in time about finding the extra in the ordinary. Like, I am reinvigorated to find those really special, ordinary moments and just looking and noticing just those really special things. Because I think the last 2 years especially have taught me how fleeting all of this is. You know, we are so lucky and we're so blessed to have our health. But I think that, yeah, I think my goal is to slow down and to find more, like, more special moments in the quiet, which is strange. I think if I had played this for myself 5 years ago, I'd be like, what alien has attacked your brain? Because that is not me at all.
Do you think expectations are a part of it as well?
What do you mean?
Do you think that, I don't want to say, because you know my theory about lowering your expectations.
I know.
But, I mean, do you think it has anything to do with seeing people in our world heaping such lofty expectations on themselves and the result being, no matter how successful you are, no matter how great you are, a serious mental health like breakdown that ensues? Because you bring that up to me a lot.
I think I'm very aware that our children, and I say our children, I mean like the children of our world, are facing some really tough mental health challenges. And again, like our kids, like our two children are navigating this well, but I'm just looking at them going like, this is hard. Like everything they went through the last 2 years is hard. And so I felt like if I didn't downshift my expectations, how are they going to know to do that for themselves? So, you know, high school, somebody gave me the advice never to bring up college with your kids because they're getting enough of that in school. And they really are. I mean, their school is doing a good job about talking about, you know, college planning and how to look for colleges within, you know, a budget and acceptance rate. And so she's learning. Our kids are learning all that stuff. So I certainly don't bring it up. But when our kids do bring it up, I'm like, you know what? There's a great school for everybody. And it doesn't where you go doesn't define you. So I'm trying to, It's so funny. You know, Lola brought up last night, her friends are going to this like pre-med summer program. And I looked at it and I was like, is that what you want to do? And she's like, maybe that might be fun. I was like, absolutely. That might be fun. But there's also, and I scroll down, an art program. And so I think I'm maybe one of the only parents that's trying to like talk their kid out of.
I hope you're not one of the only ones.
Of exploring a medical career. Well, so I'm like, why don't you become an artist? That sounds more fun.
It is more fun. Also summer camp. Like find something you really for summer camp.
Yeah.
And I understand there are people who are taking their children because look, different strokes, different folks. They are taking their kids to a biology med school summer camp thing or a math.
And they may be so into it. Yeah. Totally.
Look, I have a buddy who runs a summer camp for math.
That's terrible.
I feel like...
oh my gosh. But bless those kids.
He fills it up every year in like 5 seconds. It fills up.
And our son actually loves math. Maybe he'd be into that. Like...
I mean,
if you version personally, Kim Holderness, I mean, I am fascinated by people who like have math as a hobby because I cry more about math. So my version of hell is just you go there and they're like, welcome. And it's just like a big SAT type course thing, but it's nothing but word problems for eternity.
I mean, so funny story. I was on the team in high school that did these things I love sports. I was a sportscaster for 15 years. I have never been the guy who, and my daughter has already done this, and my son's already done this, who got to ride home on the school bus and be like the hero of the game that you just went out there and won. Like it was never me. I was a supporting actor when it came to this. I never rode home with a championship. I'm an adult now. I play tennis and I've never like been that guy who like clinched the state championship. And a ton of my friends have, because they have all these different ways you can win state championships. The only time that ever happened was like back of the bus on the way back from Buies Creek in the math competition.
You were a mathlete.
My sophomore year, I had a big trophy and I was the man on that bus because of math
baby. It was so funny when your brother gave the toast at our wedding. He was so cute and he had like this piece of paper and he had to like put it down to demonstrate. He's like, Penn's basketball trophies were this big and it was like, you know, 8 inches tall, and he's like, but his math trophy was, and he like
it was like 4 feet tall.
We
actually, I think we've used it before as a prop, because like anytime it's like, can you find a big trophy, it's that one.
It's for math.
I'm hearing you on all this.
So little life goals.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you want to talk about your little life goals.
That's it. Just find.
I didn't know if you had anything specific.
You know, I'd love to travel more. I think a goal is best when it's very specific.
Yeah.
So I follow too many travel Instagram accounts and it's bad for me because I'm like, let's become travel bloggers and just start traveling. I will say, you guys, if you are in it for the long haul, hanging out with us as a family, I guarantee you as soon as PC gets to college, Penn and I are like empty nesters on the run. We are going to, we will just stare, you know, like the home screen on your TV and ours. I don't know if it is Apple TV or Samsung or it has like all these gorgeous locations.
It's the Apple TV screensaver. And everyone thinks that they're CGI, and look it up. I looked this up because I'm sure everyone else has had the same question. They're not CGI. They're real photographs.
I feel like you and I will sit there for 20 minutes just looking at the screensaver. Like, I wonder where that is. Can we go there?
What are the ones that you know that you see that you want to go to? I'm just curious.
Well, I love anything with water.
Right. So I think you like the ones that look like they're in Hawaii, right?
Or no, I mean, but also I love they have some cities that look like they're in Croatia and they have some really cool places. But yeah, I want to see it all. You know, I just want to see it all.
Well, that's a good short-term travel.
But I need to get specific. Goal. So maybe one. And the Amazing Race was amazing.
Yeah.
It's in the name. But it's not like we could hang out and sightsee.
Everybody knows. I think most people who watch the race religiously like us figure that out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like I've even had people say it at the end of their elimination. Like, this was terrible.
Like, D'Angelo said that.
I didn't enjoy this at all. I didn't get to spend any time seeing the world.
And obviously we enjoyed it. But it was, you know, we were in Switzerland in a hotel room. They had to keep us safe, COVID. But even before that, so we're like staring at the Alps. I'm like, there they are.
Sure are beautiful.
Well, I'm going to sit here and Get some more food.
I mean, I like that. So here's a question that is was not brought to us that I'm going to ask to you. What happens when, like, how much priority should we put on our goals? Because I feel like sometimes we set goals like that and then other goals get in the way. Maybe because that goal should be a priority, but we treat it like a luxury. And so something always takes precedence over it. Right?
Yeah. So like my toxic trait is thinking I have enough time to do all the things I want. Like I want to grow a business and I want to travel. So it's hard to do both.
Yeah.
And also like traveling costs a lot of money. So you have to pay for it. And we are parents with kids with busy schedules. I don't know.
I mean, it's crazy because we make our own schedules. We could go whenever we want. We really could. And we don't.
Yeah.
But I'm with like you and I share the same goal. Not only do I want to travel for all the reasons that you just said, but travel Kim is so much fun.
I'm more fun.
Something happens to Kim when she travels. I think because you do like me to take over the planning, which I often actually prefer to do when it comes to traveling. And
because then, details, if you, as you heard in the beginning of the call, why I missed my dog's vet appointment, details are not my thing.
They usually are. I think just every once in a while, things slip through the cracks and you and I have learned to be forgiving of each other because we do run our own business and we have kids who are in a crazy season of their lives. And we will be right back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Here's what I'm hearing from all of this. Like that was the first thing that came out of your mouth when you said small term goals. You and I share that trait. We both admitted that it's very difficult to prioritize it when it really should be seen as a luxury and it's something that we're doing to recharge ourselves. Wherein I don't think that's true. I think it's important that we do. And as the details travel person, I think I have to do this. I think I have to make this happen and just do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
This could solve a lot of our problems.
So maybe that's
do you think we've taken enough of a break in the last 2 years?
We haven't.
People always ask us, they're like, how do you get all this stuff out? The true answer is we probably should stop for a while.
Yeah. Or just like a week. Stop for a week.
Like stop everything for a week. Like throw your phone away. What sucks is we did do that to go on the Amazing Race. Right?
Yeah, but it wasn't a break.
No, it wasn't a break. We were like, you were stressed. You can't recharge on that. It was super stressful. I mean, granted, like in the end game, it's not like we lost money going on the race, but
well, they haven't paid us yet.
No, they haven't.
We still have technically lost money.
Right. We have. That's such a good point.
We are still in the hole for that one.
Still in the red for two trips in the Amazing Race at some point, but we can go to Turkey.
Oh yeah. They did email us about this, but they have to send us something.
If you're from Turkey, is it cool?
Are we good? Are we cool there?
Like
now?
I'm fascinated by Turkey, but isn't that a little close to the other? I was looking at a map. Aren't there some other things going on in that vicinity? What do we do?
Anywho, I'm so glad that Aaron K asks, what are your big life goals you want to accomplish?
And we didn't answer it.
Well, we did. We want to travel more. And how do we get specific? I think a goal is best when it's specific. Do we want to visit a specific place? Do we want to go international, somewhere internationally every year? And is it a new place every year, even if it's, you know, in the U.S., like find a new place every year?
And do we want to travel with our family or just
I think both. I think we have some good friends who their kids are just, 4 years older than us. So one in college, one in high school. And they said something this weekend and it kind of hit my heart, which was they're trying to do, a big Christmas vacation to somewhere. And because once their kids, graduate from college and they're in jobs, like they don't have as much free time to travel together, and they're a very tight knit family. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I do feel the need to travel. And our kids are great. They're at such a good age to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 and 15. I mean, they can wipe their own butts. It's a great time to travel. So I think we do a mix of that. So we go solo. So maybe, and our kids have never been to Europe.
They haven't.
No.
I was trying to think. No, they have not. They have our kids have been all around the United States, which is good. I still am a huge proponent of getting to all those places, particularly Hawaii, if you can, because there's so much diversity in this nation.
Right.
But yeah, it's time. It's probably time to start getting those passports stamped.
I need to get their passport. That's another thing I have to do, to get their passport.
See, this, Okay, so what was your little goal became your big goal? And you and I have a big goal, and it's to travel. And it also, baked into that is to disconnect and take a break. Mm-hmm. I think that needs to be a goal for us. And so if you don't hear from us for a couple of weeks, we've left.
We're gone.
But maybe we'll take a picture and send it out feel like it.
That's why I know I'm not burnt out, because I really enjoy the fact that we get to, honestly, even if nobody read anything I ever wrote or listened to the words I spoke, I would still want to be doing this. It's just an added bonus that a few people read and listen. So I would still want to be doing this.
That's great. I would say it's necessary that a few people do want to listen, and I'm glad that you enjoy it. I also think, we've seen these same four walls for quite some time now. So I like the idea to travel.
Okay,
cool.
We have a segment called Would You Rather. We got some good questions in.
Should we do that now?
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's time for everybody's favorite weekly game. Yeah, both of these options are unbearable. Gotta choose one, even though it is terrible. Let's play Would You Rather, starting now. Hey, all right.
There's your open.
Okay, we've been sent some amazing Would You Rathers. So, there's just so many to choose from. Would you rather be a clown who distracts the bull or the cowboy who rides the bull?
Oh, that's really good. Let's break this down. So the cowboy who rides it will almost always get thrown. And when you get thrown, you can get kicked. You can get stomped on. Right. So there's a lot of danger there. The clown basically the clown comes into play when the guy's gotten knocked off the rider and the bull's about to rush him with his horns and like butt him, and then some even crazier person is like, no, don't hit him, my life is worth less. Right? Isn't that what a rodeo clown does?
Yeah.
He's like a sacrificial lamb and then has to find some way. And I've actually seen videos where the clowns do that, and then they have to like climb up the tree like a cat to keep away from the bull. I've got my answer. I wanted to paint the picture. I just think it'd be a lot cooler to be the cowboy.
Okay.
And just the clown is like, I'm not particularly fond of, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to all, like there's going to be a clown who's going to be upset with this, but as a child, clowns freak me out. Even when Ronald McDonald freaked me out when I was a kid. I don't know why, but they just did.
You want to learn something about your wife?
What?
I was super into clowns.
Oh, like really? Like, you'd like me to dress up as one? Or?
Jeez.
Okay, sorry. Oh,
God. No. No, but I was like 8 to 10, I had clowns all over my room and like clown posters and clown dolls and clown. I even, if I looked in a box in the attic, my dad sent me a bunch of stuff. I could find like three clown dolls.
That is nightmare fuel.
It started because I grew up in like Bradenton, Sarasota area. And
well, they
the
have
circus,
a clown college.
And there's a circus there.
Yeah.
And so clowns were super cool. And so there's pictures of me when I was like six going to the circus with clowns. And I was like, they look so happy with their like goofy shoes. And like there are 27 of them in a car and they all got out. That's so crazy. So, yeah. So
I'm learning something new. There's
I would rather be the clown.
Okay.
And I also feel like it would be so scary to ride.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of cool.
Like, and I feel like your back would break.
There was like Jewel used to date a bull rider. You know, yeah. Like those guys do okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think clowns, like maybe they do. Maybe there's like clowns, like maybe there's a clown who's like dating a Kardashian right now. I'm not sure. But again, nothing but respect for clowns. There was a teacher at our school in high school who was a professional clown and I absolutely loved him. So, but yeah, I think I'd be the bull rider.
Oh, this is a would you rather that goes in line with some of our big and small life goals. Would you rather live in a new country every month or never go on vacation again? Oh, that's easy.
New country every month.
Yeah.
We're nomads, you and me, I think.
Yeah. I think that once the kiddos leave the nest.
We gone.
Well, I mean, listen, I know it all costs money too. So, but I would love, I love the idea of like going to a place for a month and, but I guess, well, I mean, for the end of, okay, this is forever though. So new ever, like every single month, we just like, we're in a new place every single month.
What
and
was
we're
the
never,
first one?
Yeah, we live in a new country every month or never go on vacation again.
I still think it's got to be the first one because I'm just thinking about the never going on vacation again. Even if we lived on a cliff in Hawaii at some point, we're going to be like, what else is out there? I just think, yeah. I think like the most beautiful place, imagine the most beautiful place you can possibly imagine.
But then like, yeah.
And then, but then you can't leave. It becomes a prison.
Yeah.
Really. So yeah, I'm going to say travel. And I, you know, that's me. I can't make that decision for my family. I know when I was a kid, when I was Lola's age, I wanted stability. I wanted to, like, I was finding my group of friends. You know, PC's finding his like basketball buddies, like they do not want to move right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when they go to college,
peace,
we could do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It is time for the next segment. Our favorite things.
Funny TikTok videos that she's rocking, scarves for her necklines and dresses with pockets, stuff that's she fine. Discovered and joy that it song. Brings. These are a few of Kim's favorite things.
I've got to update that because it's both of our favorite things, right?
Yeah.
And I rhymed rockin' with pockets, and that's lazy.
Okay, what could you have done better there?
Rewritten it, done something like something that Rye like. What's stockings? Maybe if there's a certain stocking that you like.
Can I circle back real quick?
Yeah.
My favorite business jargon word. You just mentioned to me a life goal last night.
Uh huh.
That you wanted to learn more about song composition and writing.
Yeah, I had that written down actually on my because we didn't talk about my short term.
Oh my gosh. Goals. Pen.
It's easy. I want to get better at tennis. I want to get in better shape. I want to learn more about writing original music. My big lifetime goals are like a little deeper and a little crazy, like, and actually two of them conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is like a business thing that I don't want to say out loud.
Okay. But you do want to learn more about like song composition.
Yeah. So you guys, a couple things. When I put songs together, Kim talks about how I have this like skill of just kind of coming up with a song. I do think I'm limited by the fact that usually it's based on or derivative to something that I've heard before, but it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I think that's what most music is. It kind of reminds you of this, but like it came out this way in my head. So I have a way of like warping songs that I've already heard into my own version of it. And I happen to have like a good amount of theory and understanding that I can translate that musically with a lot of different instruments pretty quickly. But I've never done any studying of anything other than chord theory, like on how to actually like write a song. So my friend Anne Marie, who you know, she's the Midwest neighbor. she's already back now when you're listening to this, but she had a recent adventure that I can't wait to talk about. So she bought me this book called The Anatomy of a Song, and it's been sitting on my bedside table. I have not have not done it yet because I'm obsessed with Duo Trigordal. And I need to like, but now I've like conquered that and I'm moving on to something else. And I want to learn more about kind of how people write original music. It's just always popped up in my head, but like, what if I could get better by learning anything at all that someone has imparted as far as wisdom is concerned on that front? So I'm going to try that and maybe my stuff will get crappier. What I'm scared about is that sort of natural, organic, I don't know how it just happens, true inspiration, I'm finding it and there it is and I'm pulling it back. Like, that may be the only way I can do it. But what if it isn't?
Are you afraid that if you actually try and it's not great out of the gate, that you'll feel like, because now you have the excuse of like, well, I actually don't even really know what I'm doing. But once you try and it's, if you're not successful, then you'll feel.
Then I suck at it.
Then you feel like a failure.
Well, I never thought about that until now, but I wasn't thinking that. Maybe should I be thinking that? No, to me, music is such a, the writing and composing music is such an inexplicable thing in my mind. And it seems to work pretty well. I've had people tell me that they're amazed by how quickly I come up with it. And that's because that's my method. My biggest concern is that it's going to slow me down. And right now, like, I had to write 3 original songs this week for obvious reasons, for like a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah.
And my brain space is very cluttered and I'm stressed out. And I had like a near panic situation yesterday because of how much of this had to be done, not things that, oh gosh, here it is in my relaxed time, but it was like deadlines that we had for various reasons. And so to slow that down more, not good, but maybe it speeds me up. I don't know, but I'm going to read the book.
You also over-caffeinated yesterday.
Oh yeah, we got a new machine. Yeah. And I put the wrong, I'm used to using 2 pods. I do not need 2 pods with that new machine.
Yeah, you were like on jet fuel.
Babe,
okay,
we didn't get a chance to do your favorite things.
Okay.
Do you want me to play it again?
No.
Everyone's good?
Yeah, we're good. Okay. So a few things. So I did write a blog post. It will have been published by the time you hear this, about my new skincare gadgets. I do this thing every birthday. I splurge on some like skincare anti-aging gadgets. And I got some good ones. And there's something called New Face that has been, I feel like once you're above a certain age, you are just targeted on Instagram and on TikTok and all the places. And it's that device that I like rub along my face.
Yes,
I feel like it's working. Anyway, so I like it. It's spendy, 100%. But we'll put it in the show notes.
When you say it's spendy, is it like more than $50?
Yeah.
More than $100?
Yeah.
Is it more than $200?
Yeah.
Is it more than... Oh God.
It was like 300, which is spendy, but it's my birthday present.
It's like a Theragun.
Yeah.
For your face. I gotcha.
So that's like one of my favorite things. I also love, Penn mentioned Duo Trigordal, which is like Wordle, but it has
32 Wordles at once.
And it's funny because our son is the cutest and he likes to do it. And so we were, and I don't actually really understand it. But my son who's 12 does. And so we have, so Wordle is one of the, it's 5 letter words and you make a guess. And if the letter is in the right spot, it lights up green. If it's in the wrong spot, you have a correct letter, but in the wrong spot, it's yellow. So he's making a couple guesses and the letters are all yellow, but it's like an N, R, H, O, and then a blank. No, the O was right. And so it was very obvious. So he starts typing in H, O, R, N, and then blank.
And all the other vowels have been used.
All the other vowels had been used.
The only vowel left
was a Y.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's 12. And he goes, I'll come back and do that one later. I'm going to do these other ones first. I'm going to do these. I was like, no, buddy, go back to it. Why don't you finish it up? He goes, no. It's fine.
He was embarrassed.
H-O-R-N. And he types in the Y. And it lights up all green, meaning it's correct. And first of all, weird. And...
I'm going to disagree with you
and
on that.
He turned bright red. I started laughing so hard.
So did he, though.
Yes, so did he. Yeah. And I was like, buddy, how do you know that? And he goes, I watch movies. And he fell off the couch. He was laughing so hard. He was so embarrassed. But that, I think that's one of my favorite things.
Listen, by the time you're in sixth grade, you've heard just about everything.
I know. And I'm honestly, and the research says like you've seen a lot too.
Yes.
Like that's why we have some lockdown limitations on his his searches,
yes.
But I'm sure there's ways around it.
And that's a fair, like horny also, the reason why it's on the Wordle page is because it's actually an okay word to say. It's not censored. It also could describe a rhinoceros with like, long tusks.
I know we're talking
or whatever.
About.
Like it has a second meaning. Just like there's a lot of bad suggestive words that have other meanings. I can say ass and I'm talking about a donkey. I can say bitch and I'm talking about a female dog. Those are in the dictionary.
I know. I feel like we should.
A private detective. Dick.
Feel like this is now all of a sudden have to be labeled explicit.
Why? Those they're in the ink. Like here's the hill I'm going to die on. If you use them properly, they're in Webster's dictionary explaining what's going on. It's when you use them the wrong way.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Sorry, I'm moving on.
Get very passionate about this. I was just saying how it was one of my favorite things, and you went off the rails.
Did you even say your favorite? Oh, it was the face thing. It was
the duo triquetal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, good.
Do you have any?
I just finished Winning Time on HBO Max. Speaking of things that are suggestive and R-rated, do not watch this unless you are ready for, like, intimate scenes that are way too gratuitous and some, like, light Me Too moments, particularly, like, toward the end. But the acting and the drama and oh my gosh, the fact that these things actually happened during the Lakers dynasty, it is fascinating. I love anything that Adam McKay does. He kind of breaks the fourth wall sometimes. It is a controversial show. The actual Lakers hate the show. Magic Johnson refuses to watch the show. Jerry West is suing the show, even though his character is fantastic and I want to be like his best friend. It is a wonderfully done show.
But I imagine if somebody made a show about your life and got things wrong, it would be really...
Well, it's yes, they took creative license for parts of it, but also it's steeped in a lot of truth. Like Spencer Haywood, who got cut from the team because he was addicted to drugs, I think crack, but it was something like that, admitted that he hired a hitman to like shoot the Lakers front office, like a member of the Lakers front office for cutting him. Okay. That actually happened.
I have not watched it and I don't have...
And can you don't have to watch it.
Can this qualify as can you keep Kim interested in sports segments?
Oh, just talking about Winning Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. That's good. We're done. But I do want to talk about space.
When are we going to Mars?
Yes, my space segment.
When are we going to Mars?
Best open ever.
We were supposed to go in like 2020, and that was 2 years ago. Wondering when we'll finally get to Mars.
Okay, everyone out there, when you get a second, Google the Webb Telescope. Okay, you guys, we've had different telescopes for a long, long time. We had the Hubble, which everyone was excited about, that gave us like what we thought at that time were like really good images of stars and planets. But really, for the most part, when you look at a website and you see like a picture of a faraway planet or a galaxy, it's usually an artist's rendering. Like for the black holes, like there's like a really grainy picture, but then somebody's like, oh, I'm just going to clean this up a little bit. I'm going to digitally enhance this.
Right.
Coming straight out of the lens, the Webb's images are flipping stunning, and it's about to get commissioned, right? Like they're ironing out the final kinks. But a day ago, they released a picture of it was like the Magellan Cloud or something. I can't remember what it was called. And they compared it to an image from a telescope that was developed only about 10 years ago. And it's like the difference between when you, like, do you remember watching a VHS and then being able to watch like a 4K movie right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see this? Like, this isn't going to make you that interesting, but look at that. Like, that's straight out of the camera.
Yeah,
that's the Magellan Cloud, which is like a gajillion light years away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your iPhone has that new mode or that new filter that you're super excited about, but it's real. And what this means is like wherever they point this, it's going to show us some really cool stuff. We're about to see the universe through not the naked eye, but through like the naked lens like we've never seen it before. And I think it's going to bring like so much more inspiration for children and even for adults about like what is out there.
I love it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to get off of my thing. But like, get really, guys, get pumped about the Webb telescope. It's going to like, it's going to make a difference for, in the way that like a person who's not a scientist can get excited about the universe.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
For you. Well, that was super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening, for being here. And are there any other segments that we should be talking about?
Any that you're getting tired of and would like us to discontinue?
I have to say, like, I love hearing what brings people joy. So maybe we can have people send in suggestions about like what's bringing them joy right now. Yeah. I just think the world needs more of it. You guys bring me joy. I love reading your comments and I love, just hearing from you guys. So I love you.
I love you too. I love you. And that means I love you who's listening. And I also
a lot of love. Yeah, just love. A lot of love.
Love
okay.
You.
We're going to go pick up our dog and hope she doesn't have a bladder infection.
She'll be fine. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.